Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. We continue sailing with England across the ocean to North America's Atlantic coast. The news of Christopher Columbus's discoveries on behalf of Spain was a spur to English action. The first 125 years of England's exploration and colonization attempts in North America paints a vivid picture of ambition, curiosity, greed, religious fervor, and innovation. Let's continue revisiting this century and a quarter of exploits, mishaps, and adventures to try and put in perspective the results obtained from the headlong momentum pushing this small European island nation forward with its daring plans to make its mark in the New World's Northern Hemisphere. In 1588, a large fleet of Spanish ships sailed to invade England. Spain's Catholic King Philip II was determined to remove Protestant Queen Elizabeth from the throne. The outcome of this epic sea battle greatly influenced the subsequent exploration, commercialization, settlement, and colonization of North America. It's the summer of 1588, and all is not well in England. Citizens are plotting to betray their monarch for Spanish gold, and the dreaded Armada is coming closer and closer. It's up to the Queen's sea dogs and navy to stop them. But will they succeed in convincing Queen Elizabeth that such action is necessary? And when the Spanish ships finally arrive, what will happen to the Virgin Queen and the citizens of London? How will this affect the exploration, settlement, and colonization of North America? The defeat of the Spanish Armada brought fame both for England and Queen Elizabeth I. Europe was stunned that such a small island nation had successfully defended itself against such a major aggressor. While the war with Spain would continue until 1604, the outcome was no longer taken for granted, and foreign diplomats began to court England as a possible ally. Elizabeth's popularity soared. The impact of the victory for the nation's self-confidence cannot be overestimated. England's success was celebrated in all manners of ways. Songs were written, medals struck, portraits painted, and prints published. All lauded Elizabeth as a savior who stood firm to protect her nation, shared the glory of the success with the English Navy, and gave thanks for divine intervention. God breathed, and they were scattered. El Dorado is applied to a legendary New World story in which precious stones were found in fabulous abundance along with gold coins. The legend of the Seven Cities of Gold became mixed with the stories of El Dorado, which was sometimes said to be one of the Seven Cities. Sir Walter Raleigh, of Roanoke fame, would later take up the search for the mythical kingdom. Before Sir Walter's attempt, Spanish conquistador Francisco Vázquez de Coronado led an expedition from Mexico through the southwestern USA in search of the fabled cities of Cibola in the 16th century. He had hoped to reach the continent's El Dorado, located throughout the pueblos of the New Mexico Territory. Walter Raleigh was an English statesman, author, soldier, explorer, and a favorite courtier of England's Tudor queen, Elizabeth I. One of the most notable figures of the Elizabethan era, he played a leading part in English colonization of North America and helped defend England against the Spanish Armada. He was the younger half-brother of North American explorer Sir Humphrey Gilbert and a cousin of Sir Richard Grenville. In 1594, Raleigh heard of a city of gold in the New World, and 1 year later sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to find it, publishing an exaggerated account of his experiences in a book that contributed to the legend of El Dorado. In 1595, Sir Walter Raleigh's quest for the New World's fabled City of Gold led him on an exciting adventure in search of the legendary and mythical sparkling city of El Dorado. Like El Dorado, the myth of the Seven Cities of Gold, also known as the Seven Cities of Cibola, was popular in the 16th century and later featured in several works of popular culture. According to legend, the seven cities of gold referred to Mesoamerican Aztec mythology, revolving around the pueblos of the Spanish Nuevo Mexico, today's New Mexico and southwestern United States.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Jacobean era helped shape the exploration and colonization of the North American continent. We enter a new century alongside a new English monarch, King James I, who gave his forename to a fascinating epoch that witnessed the unification of England and Scotland under one ruler, resulting in an important shift of order for both nations, shaping their existence to the present day. Another development of crucial significance during this period was the establishment of the first British colonies on the North American continent at Jamestown, Virginia, in 1607, in Newfoundland in 1610, and at Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts in 1620, which laid the foundation for future British settlement and the eventual formation of both Canada and the United States of America. Along the way, we share time with fascinating Jacobean characters and travel alongside great New World transatlantic explorers, adventurers, and colonizers who crossed the pond, while learning of important pivotal events that influenced the settlement and subsequent development of the Western Hemisphere between 1603 and 1625. With the death of Queen Elizabeth in 1603, England embarked on a new century with a new energy, a new monarch, and new ambitions regarding the exploration and colonization of North America. King James I, the man who replaced the Virgin Queen at the head of the English and Scottish nations, gave his forename to an epoch, a translation of the Bible, and to the settlement at Jamestown, Virginia. Early in his reign, the Gunpowder Treason Plot was a failed assassination attempt against King James I by a group of provincial English Catholics who sought to restore the Catholic monarchy to England and thus influence and shape the religious course of British North American colonization. Modern-day New England is a region comprising six states in the northeastern United States: Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. English plans to colonize this part of America began to take concrete form in the early to mid-1590s. At the start of the 17th century, the initial phase of European exploration of the North American continent slowly began to move towards colonization. This early, fledgling colonial movement was in need of strong, talented, and determined leaders. The first expedition to set out from England was led by Bartholomew Gosnold. He obtained backing to attempt to found an English colony in the New World, and in 1602, he set sail in a small bark named the Concord, with 32 on board. Captain Gosnold pioneered a direct sailing route due west from the Azores to what later became New England, arriving at Cape Elizabeth off the southern coast of Maine. He and his men eventually made their way further south along the coastline with the intention of establishing a colony and small fishing outpost in the southern part of New England. After many years of unsuccessful North American settlements, the English founded the colony of Jamestown in Virginia. Discovery that Virginia was the perfect environment to cultivate tobacco led to Jamestown's success and to a great deal of conflict between the English and the natives. Relations between the local indigenous tribes and colonists became increasingly uncomfortable as more white settlers arrived in Virginia. The natives moved farther inland to distance themselves from the English, but more Europeans kept arriving. Both sides were guilty of straining the relationship. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying images. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.